Jonas Doyle is back to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
A man with a badly bruised face and a scar over his left eye is pictured on the front page of the Irish Times. The photograph by Liam Burke is of Roberto Gomes dos Santos Jr., a Brazilian man who was seriously assaulted in Limerick on Saturday night. As he told the Times, he was on his way home with his brother when both were approached by a man on Childers Road who asked where they were from. When Mr. Dos Santos said Brazil, the man used something similar to a baseball bat to hit him in the face. Mr. Dos Santos, who moved to Limerick to escape from the violence of life in a favela in Rio de Janeiro, said he never went through anything like that in Rio, and he now wants to go home. Now I have a scar I will never forget, he said. The Times reports in its lead story that under proposed new immigration reforms, airlines could face higher fines and be subjected to tougher legal obligations to check the documents of passengers flying into Ireland. The Irish Examiner reports that children are being directed to dangerous online content by social media company algorithms within minutes of use. A Dublin City University study has found that after 2 minutes, fake accounts registered as teenage boys on YouTube Shorts and TikTok were being fed harmful content, including toxic masculinity, misogyny, far-right ideology and anti-transgender rhetoric. In a column in The Times, Debbie Ging, one of the authors of the DCU study, says that the growth of what she calls influencer culture, on TikTok in particular, has platformed a significant number of highly influential ideological entrepreneurs such as Andrew Tate. They strategically monetize male insecurity by offering spurious advice on mental health, money-making and fitness, said Professor Ging. And you may hear her later in the programme. Praying for justice is the headline on the Irish Sun over a report that the jury verdict in the inquest into the deaths of 48 people at the Stardust nightclub in Dublin in 1981 is due today at 2 p.m. The Irish Daily Star leads with news that what the paper calls the glam wives of two crime figures have been ordered out of their luxury homes after losing a battle with the Criminal Assets Bureau. Meanwhile, house prices rose by 6% in the year to February, as the Irish Independent reports. The possibility that interest rates have peaked and will fall has been cited as one reason for the rise, the paper says. The Irish Daily Mail's lead story, marked exclusive, is about a legal battle being waged against Beaumont Hospital in Dublin over its failure to hand back a property loaned to it by a charity, the Irish Kidney Association, during the pandemic. The Irish Farmers Journal, in its lead story, also labelled exclusive, reports that the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, has ruled out introducing any scheme to compensate dairy farmers to cull cows from their herds. The paper says that an exit and reduction scheme had been recommended by the Food Vision Dairy Group. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the US National Institutes of Health, who was central to that country's fight against COVID-19, is pictured in The Independent and Examiner, being awarded the Stern Medal at the Royal College of Physicians of Ireland last night for his outstanding contribution to public health. As The Examiner reports, Dr. Fauci linked the growing number of measles cases globally to questioning by anti-vaxxers of COVID vaccines, which he said is spilling into other areas now. He said, if you have enough people sending out false information, then there is going to be what I refer to as the normalisation of untruth.
John S. Doyle.